The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And welcome to Kettle and Crack on Radio Southland 96.4. And yes, we're here in the distant future, the year 2026. Whoa, I'm your host, Leon. Welcome along to the show. And as always, with great tunes, all the banter, you know, and love what's happening in the world. It's the first show after Christmas, you know, so we're just easing back into it. I think we're going to play some good tunes and just, you know, have a nice mellow vibe. So we're going to start with a bit of, a contemplative sort of vibe. Evidence of Living by David Keenan. And then, let's get on to it. Yay.
This is Evidence of Living. Sits on a doorstep, lifting his hands for to dampen the sound of a bitch who's informing the neighbors of intimate acts with some wave she had found, where the chimneys of steam emanate from the gutter in a dive bar where the hungry all stew. It is here that the brilliant blasphemers are sitting, cursing us under the moon. Oh, and every name under the sun, as the young ones were banging their drums. Is there any evidence of living left in this town? Would I find any evidence of living amongst the saddening crowd? Is there any evidence of living within there, within us?
Within us.
Will I find any evidence of living left in this town? In this town. A dishwasher had spoke of the New Testament, so I picked up a German edition, though I could read nor decipher one single cold word. I was joined by a strange apparition. He'd a face like an old painter's radio.
Disgrace was his family name.
We played cards, I was happy just to be there. Happily losing, happily lucid, waiting for morning, waiting to be saved. Is there any evidence of living left in this town? Will I find any evidence of living amongst the saddening, maddening crowds? Is there any evidence of living within them,
within them,
within us?
Within us.
But I find
any evidence of living left in this town.
We gathered our traveling circus. One and for all, we must hoist up the mast. Friends, we must move now to set an example. For every kid whose dreams died in fifth class. In the name of that choice, in
in a cracked anemic voice. A tall girl, she did silence the crowd. She awoke in that spirit. We all washed ourselves in it all by shuffling. I tripped and I moaned. Being wounded, she then brought me home. By her bedside, while combing her hair, she undressed and then whispered in prayer. Ask yourself, is there any evidence of living left in this town? Would I find any evidence of living amongst you saddening, maddening crows? Is there any evidence of living within them, within them, within us? Would I find any evidence of living left in this town? Shall we make it to the meadow? Is heaven just some other ghetto? The ankle ripped by a stiletto. We are living in this town. We are living in this town. We are living in this town.
How good is that? Evidence of Living by the imitable David Keenan. So, hey, what's been happening in the world? Well, over the Christmas, I suppose, can we just, like, elephant, the, you know, the weirdly coloured pink elephant, Donald Trump, out of the room? And, yeah, there's been a lot happening there, hasn't there? Yeah, a lot of really dodgy things. I see the latest, you know, and tying into the Irish connection. White House press secretary calls Irish journalist a left-wing hack. White House Secretary Caroline Leavitt called an Irish journalist a left-wing hack during a heated exchange at a press briefing. Neil Stanner, who works for the US political newspaper The Hill, asked a question about the shooting of Renee Nicole Good by an ICE officer on the 7th of January. You know, and then the Miss Levitz talked about you're a biased reporter with left-wing opinions. You know, you're not a journalist. Yeah. Hey, what can you say? We don't live in America, which is a real big positive. Obviously, the impact on Europe as regards Greenland and the Kingdom of Denmark is shocking, you know. It's like if everybody could just get together and form something, you know, to deal with the North Atlantic, some sort of treaty organization, might be quite positive, you know. But I don't know what you call anything like that, you know. That's North Atlantic treaty thing, whatever you call it. Anyway, let's keep the tunes going. It's the Cranberries with Just My Imagination. And how good is that? The inimitable Sinead O'Connor with Just My Imagination. Cranberries, still beautiful after all these years. So, yeah, going back to talking about, you know, like, and I know it's an Irish show and we're talking about American stuff, but, like, yeah, it is kind of insane. You know, I see this piece on the RTE News. Europe will remain united, says the EU chief on Greenland's tariffs. because the latest thing is the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has warned against Donald Trump's threat of tariffs of up to 25% for 8 European countries. Sorry. Which the US president says he will oppose until a deal is reached for the US to purchase Greenland. He's just by a... Yeah, from 1st of February, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the UK, the Netherlands and Finland will be subject to a 10% tariff on all goods sent to the United States. And then they'll go up to 25%. You know? And then, obviously, the EU is going to retaliate with the same thing. And it's like, ah... It doesn't make any sense, you know? And, you know, it goes without saying that shooting... yeah, just unjustifiable, just so horrible, you know. What's the world come to? Yeah, just it's great to see all the positives from so many people, like, expressing their voice and expressing this is not the America that we think. I know I was looking at a piece, actually about an Irish lady there who, you know, went over legally to the USA 40 years ago, married to a man who was a veteran of war in, I don't know, I think the Gulf War, and apparently has been detained because she wrote 2 checks that bounced. You know, that seems deeply, and it was like 12 years ago they bounced, not that it matters, like, you know, check. And so ICE arresting, you know, it's just, ugh. Hey, but let's be positive. There is always... you know, darkness leads to more light, doesn't it? Let's go for some Codaline, All I Want, Part 1. Then Little Snake, we're going to do Part 2.
You scared the shit out of me all the first time.
You scared me?
There's nothing more to hear you knocking at my door. 'Cause if I could see your face once more, I could die a happy man, I'm sure. When you said your last goodbye, died a little bit inside. I lay in tears in bed all night, alone without you by my side. But if you loved me, why'd you leave me?
And how good is that? Codaline, All I Want. And, you know, we're going to follow this up with, well, if you do part one. I was actually at a pub quiz this week, and the question was, what is the sequel to Ready Player One? And I didn't have a clue, to be honest, you know. So we guessed Ready Player Two, and literally it was. So, you know, sometimes things are, you know, one and then two, or part one and then part two. So this is Codaline, All I Want, part two.
Body.
And how good is that? So just a bit of news of what's happening. Having a check of the Irish Embassy here. So anybody's looking for a new job and is based in Willingston, the Embassy of Ireland, seeking applicants for the position of consular office at the Embassy in Willingston CBD. For more information, how to apply, see their website. You know, obviously, professional experience in a customer-facing role, interpersonal skills, working in a team, you know, a permanent legal right to reside and work in New Zealand. You know, so click the embassy there. The Irish government's immigrant support program, working with hundreds of Irish community organizations around the world to support our most vulnerable and to nurture culture and heritage. 2026 grants round is now open. You know, so that's until the 4th of February. It's all into it in a new year. Hey, let's, another one, Mary Coughlan. It's been a while since we played. Let's have a bit of Invisible to You.
Yeah.
And how good is that? So that was Mary Coughlan. And as we were saying, Mary is touring New Zealand in March of this year. So if you're around, she's in, let me see what dates. The 19th and 20th, and I think in the 19th she's in, yeah, the Piano in Christchurch, sorry, on Friday the 20th of March, and the Ray Friedman Arts Centre in Epsom, Auckland, on Saturday the 21st of March. Incredible, you know, they talk about, you got that there, that whiskey blood, smoke seared, and utterly captivating. 40 years of brilliance, so if you're, go see her, go see her. I definitely recommend her. We're going to keep the tunes going with a bit of Shumalaba by Keela, because she just can't go wrong.
So these are the songs I get to sing. Sing one down, Shumalaba. I'll get the message.
I'm
and how good is that? The inimitable Keila Shomaleva. Got to stay the inimitable. I say it an awful lot, don't I? But anyway, this inimitable show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosoutland.org.nz. You can stream or download from the site. Just look for the programs tab. The social links to stream podcasts can be found on the on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. Or there's the updated accessmedia.nz app. Look for the Kiwifruit logo. Download it for free from Google Play and make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. No reason not to get a show. So we're going to leave you with a last bit of Keila. This is Andy's Bear. So, yay, first show of the year. It's great to be back with you. And we're going to see you in 2 weeks. This is Andy's Bear by Keila.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.